You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to the Week 3 edition of The Riding DFS and Betting Podcast. A quick rundown of the best DFS plays for Week 3. I will do my best to have a spaces on Sunday morning that does not include a power outage. That would be when the core four and the most up-to-date information on who I like during the week happens. This is a little bit of a preview, a quick reminder attached to the top of my Twitter, Betting Doc, that you can pop in and look at. I update it as I make plays. If you want to tail me, I've had a pretty good season so far, especially in college football. There's some plays tonight, Friday night, that I'll be adding closer to kick. And if you caught it last night, we had the Niners for 3 units, minus 10.5. I thought that was a pretty easy one. But yeah, I'll be updating that as I put bets in. Basically, I put the bet in and then I put it in the spreadsheet for my own review and for my own knowledge, but also so that you guys can take a look and tail if you ever wanted to. Okay, week 3, QB. The first one that pops out to me is Geno Smith, obviously at home against the Panthers defense that hasn't been too great against the pass. I could see him. We were worried a little bit in week 1. He didn't look great against the Rams, but in week 2 at Detroit, he kind of carved them up. It did go into overtime, and he did get about 6 or 7 extra points in overtime with the touchdown pass to Tyler Lockett. But I do like him for 5,700. I think the best value at the top of the board is Pat Mahomes. He probably would be my pay up if I ever went up. I don't think you need to this week. We do have also Deshaun Watson. I know he hasn't looked great. However, a home game against Tennessee secondary could rewrite the ship. Just a little bit of a grueling defensive division battle the first 2 weeks for Deshaun. I think he could get right against the Titans secondary. There's really not, as far as tournament plays, I kind of like that Vikings-Chargers game this week. So Cousins and Justin Herbert. I do like Jared Goff this week again as well. His price kind of ticked up a bit. There's obviously Gardner Minshew all the way down to 5,100 against Baltimore. Probably wouldn't get to that in cash. Jordan Love's still pretty cheap against the Saints defense at home. And Jordan Love has looked, serviceable. But I think I'm leaning Geno Smith or one of those top guys that we talked about. Obviously, on Sunday, I will have it narrowed down a little bit more. This is kind of just an overview, a review. At running back, there's obviously Jerome Ford, who should get the lion's share of the carries in Cleveland this week. Obviously, Kareem Hunt is signed. Don't know if he's just going to be tossed into the fray immediately. They are saying that Ford's the lead back anyhow, so I do like Jerome Ford. He probably will be fairly popular, if I had to guess. I think the other popular backs, who I do like as well, Zach Moss, 5,500 against Baltimore. He pretty much saw every snap last week. I like Tony Pollard against the Cardinals. Tony Pollard against the Cardinals is something that I'm going to have a very tough time not clicking. The Cowboys should be winning by a good bit, and they should give him a good amount of work. We'll have to see about Miles Sanders. That opens up Chuba Hubbard if anything were to happen there. And I think those guys are the ones that I'm considering for cash. Kenneth Walker is definitely someone I'm considering for cash as well. I think that's a good matchup. against the Panthers. You know, I don't think I would play Smith and Kenneth Walker, so I think you have to pick there. But other than those guys that I just mentioned, I do like Kenneth Walker. And here's the thing, if you play one of them in cash, you can play the other as somewhat of a pseudo hedge in tournaments. Raheem Mostert, I mean, if you're not going to play Tyreek Hill or Tua, I think Raheem Mostert has a good shot at hitting value against the Broncos defense. Probably keep an eye on Jahmyr Gibbs at 6,600 and David Montgomery's status. I love Bijan, but against the Lions defense. Now listen, the Lions defense isn't great, but they kind of invite you to throw the ball. Maybe he gets a good amount of work in the passing game, and I do like him in tournaments, but I think Pollard's the better pay-up option at running back. Let's take a look at wide receiver. Wide receiver is interesting because there are still some cheap options. Like Jaden Reed still hasn't crossed 4K. Josh Reynolds just crossed 4K this week. He is questionable. We have to keep an eye on that. But he just crossed 4K at 4,200. I kind of like Braxton Berrios for Miami. He and River Craycraft, if you need someone below 3,700, both those guys are on the field a decent bit and seeing some targets. Rashid Shaheed is only 4,200 at Green Bay. So there's a good amount of pay down options where I think we can take one or two of those guys and then pay up elsewhere, like for Tony Pollard or Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, both those guys, big games. I think I shy away from CeeDee Lamb and cash just because I'm going to play Tony Pollard most likely. Keenan Allen again, depending on Eckler's status, man, 7,600. I really like Keenan Allen. He kind of soaks up that short to intermediate stuff that Austin Eckler, you know, splits with him when he's also in. So make sure you look at Austin Eckler's status. We have to also check DK Metcalf. That might put a ding in Geno Smith's appeal if DK can't go. But Nico Collins is only 4,300. I have him checked off as someone that I am pretty interested in. Drake London maybe in tournaments. I can't get to him in cash because he has, you know, he's pretty volatile. But definitely Nico Collins in that 5K range. Zay Flowers in tournaments as well. He's only 5,400. I like that 5K range in tournaments because it's mostly volatile guys that can go for 30, but, you know, their average is not around the 7 and 8K guys. We'll have to see with... So Calvin Ridley, I like Calvin Ridley this week, right? So if you don't have the money to get up to Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson, or even Stephon Diggs or Amon-Ra St. Brown if he plays. Calvin Ridley's interesting because it looks like he got shut down last week, but he was literally one or two fingertip grabs away from having a monster week. So I think, you know, maybe Ridley in tournaments, but I'm actually even fine with him in cash if you can't fit those top tier guys. But there's enough value that I think we can this week. Let's move on to tight ends. So Zach Ertz is still 3,500 on DraftKings, seeing a good amount of targets. Probably against Dallas, he'll see a good bit. He has a chance to see more than normal because of the game script there. I still like Luke Musgrave. I still like Dalton Kincaid. Those two guys were pretty popular last week. Their prices really haven't moved. They saw a good amount of work. Jake Ferguson, I don't mind. Although he's creeping up in price, he's 3,600. David Njoku. One guy to keep your eye on who's still under 3K is Durham Smythe. He's basically playing three downs for the Dolphins. Last year he was rotational because of Gesicki. He was in and out of the game, in and out of the lineup. Durham Smythe, let's just get an exact number of snaps here. Yeah, Durham Smythe has played 98% of snaps through 2 weeks. Played 100% of snaps in week one. And he came off the field for two snaps in week two. He has 10 targets on the year. So averaging five targets a game. And he's gone 6 for 67 on those 10 targets. So basically getting you about 6 points a week. That's not bad for 2,900, right? Like, if you can't make Luke Musgrave work at 3,400, or you can't make whomever your favorite tight end work at the mid 3Ks because you need some salary, I like Durham Smythe. I like him against the Broncos, and I think, you know, you hope that he falls into the end zone and he goes like 4 for 40 in a touch and you really smash. But 4 for 40 is fine for someone that is only 2,900. All right, let's move on to defense. There is one defense that in particular that is sticking out that I think is going to be the Uber chalk, and that is the Buffalo Bills at Washington, 2,900. I think it's just a misprice. It's a little bit of a gaff there. I think they could end up being extremely chalky. I think you just click them in cash. Any defense that's going to be, not necessarily you don't want to just go for the chalky defense, but I mean, it jumps off the page immediately. The Bills defense against the Commanders, 2,900. And when you see that a defense is going to be like 60% owned or maybe 70% owned, or depending on like the sharpness of the double up, like if you're playing in the 100-man double up, or excuse me, the $100 double up that only has like 2,000 people in it or something, and you know it's mostly sharp people, they're going to be like 80% owned. And you don't want to get cute and play a different defense and, you know, the Bills somehow get a pick six and all of a sudden 80% of the field is just lapping you because they got 15 or 16 points out of their defense and you picked a defense that only got 2 or 3 points. You might as well just say, let me try and win the other 8 spots. Number one, defense is completely unpredictable at most times. So if you're going to kind of eliminate that position entirely by doing what the field does, I don't mind that play at all in cash. Don't mind that play. Other decent options. Obviously, Carolina traveling to Seattle is worrisome, especially since it looks like Bryce Young is not going to play. Although Andy Dalton won't turn the ball over. He'll just, you know, he'll just ding and dunk. So it might not be as lucrative a start, to be honest. Okay, that will do it. Quick 15-minute rundown of the options available to us. I'll dive into it more this weekend. I'll have a spaces with a core four. We'll talk to you on Sunday morning. The Betting Doc is live around the clock. Hop in there if you're feeling like getting some action today, tomorrow, Sunday. All right, guys. See you.